Welcome to the Our Moral Compass podcast. Each daily reading focuses on a different quote and how we can best apply it to our own moral compass in one of the five areas in social-emotional learning: self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, and responsible decision-making. Thank you for listening, and we hope you consider subscribing to the podcast for future episodes. Greatness defined. Man's greatness consists in his ability to do and the proper application of his powers to things needed to be done. Frederick Douglass. In order to walk into the arena of greatness, one must be able to know first and foremost what their abilities or capabilities are. This will look different based on what their definition of greatness is. For me, there are several qualities that define greatness and are areas that I continually strive for each and every day. But in order for those qualities to come to fruition, I need to effectively apply these in situations when applicable in order to achieve greatness. Authenticity is at the top of my list. No matter whether I'm at work or at home, I realize I need to be the same person in both environments by being genuine, reliable, and trustworthy. By doing this, I think people will be more drawn to my character and will be more likely to follow my lead. I try to do this when I'm at school, working with my staff and students, or at home with my wife and daughter. Basically, what they see is what they get, and I realize I'm not perfect. I engage with them using my sense of humor, my ability to look at things through their perspective, and being there for them in their time of need. All of this is done with love, and I don't expect anything in return because it's about them, not me. Being humble is another quality I strive for as I serve others first, making sure they know and understand that I don't always have all the answers, admitting to them when I make mistakes while remaining open to learning new things in order to improve myself. I try to see how I could best help them, and if I don't know something, I will find the answer by asking for help. There are times when I've made the wrong decision on something, and I own up to it. A third quality is actually one that I think is needed now more than ever: being an inspirational optimist. In order for this to even have the possibility of happening, I try to make sure to be grateful for all that life has given me. This helps me fill my buckets in the area of positivity and inspiration. I think when you have a more glass half full mentality, challenges that you may have once felt were unachievable become more likely to be achieved. Mindset is everything. By becoming more optimistic that things will turn out better in the long run, if I continue to persevere, opens myself up to taking on more risks. Each experience, good or bad, helps me to learn more about myself. If I know who I am and what abilities I have to offer the world, then actively applying these whenever the opportunity presents itself, achieving greatness will be just around the corner. What does this quote mean to you, and how can you best apply today's message towards improving your self-awareness? To subscribe to the daily blog via email, please go to our website, ourmoralcompass.com. Special thanks goes to Kevin McLeod for relaxing piano music on incompetech.com. A special thank you to FeedSpot for recognizing the Our Moral Compass podcast as one of the top 10 social-emotional learning podcasts on the internet. It is an honor to be amongst the other podcasts on this list as we all strive to make this world a better place.